Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. Buckle up because here we go. We're going to be talking about all the great things that are happening. I am Melissa Redpill. You can find all of my research on melissaredpill.com, over 1,000 videos. We've been in this fight for a long time, haven't we, folks? It's been quite the battle, but we are winning and we are seeing the utter destruction of our enemies. Just enjoy the show. It's so nice to see all of this happening around us. So you just have to have the eyes to see it. And so that's why I'm so glad the Lord has revealed this to us and how this is biblical. And just to watch the enemies being brought down. So welcome. If you're new here, definitely check into melissaredpill.com and you'll find all of our research here as well as all of our social media. You can join with us there. We're on Rumble and YouTube. We're on Telegram. X and Getter and True Social. Thanks to our wonderful Team Melly. Everybody give out the shout out to Team Melly. Hey, everybody, I see you over there on the chat. I'm glad to see you. So yeah, definitely go ahead and hit the like button. Go ahead and bookmark these videos that you are enjoying, that you see that are beneficial to something you want to definitely keep in the back of your mind. Make sure to always share and put it up if you can on X, because a lot of the normies are over there and they're waking up to what's going on with Epstein. So let's get started. I want to show you guys today the sting operation that President Trump and Pam Bondi just revealed. It's amazing. I want to make sure that you saw it. This is the thing. You know, Pam Bondi and President Trump have really been catching a lot of heat because they're saying, oh, they've done all this, you know, all these crimes and Ghislaine Maxwell's in prison and none of the perpetrators are in prison and it's just so typical and blah, blah, blah. Right. And so we know that this is a military operation and it's very precision, very much precision timing. It's going to happen in exactly the right moment and the right timing. Timing is very important. We've heard on the board, timing is everything. And so it has to be done in the right time. And so you have to be really tough and have a great fortitude to be able to do that. And that's the same thing with Kash Patel and the same thing with Pam Bondi. But I want you to see that they revealed something this week that you might not have heard about. I've shared this on the social media, but I want to make sure that you definitely saw it and that we talk about it. So yeah, Pam Bondi was in the congressional meetings this week and she was being berated by the Dems, of course, about that you aren't revealing, you know, you're not putting any of these people in prison. And then all of a sudden she pulls out this document right here of Jayapal Pramila, the congresswoman from Seattle. And they're freaking out because President Trump and the DOJ gave all the congressmen all of the Epstein files without any redactions. No redactions. They gave them all of this information. But what they didn't know was they were going to record all of their search history. Because let's just be honest, you and I know good and well that these people in Congress have been put there, many of them, like the vast majority of them, not just Democrats, but Republicans also, have been put in these positions because they are controlled and they are either blackmailed or they are in on it. Either way, they are in these positions to be the mouthpiece and the vote of the cabal. And so they have been protecting some of these people who went down to this island, maybe they themselves went down to the island, they were doing the searches to find out their buddies, their friends, their cohorts, the people who they've been protecting, to see if, what type of information they have in the Epstein files on their cronies. So now this document that Pam Bondi brought out reveals that they were keeping track of all of that. Interesting. Why would you look up this information right here? You've got this one about Kira Dikitar or whatever to Jeffrey Epstein. I found at least three, whatever. I'm not going to read it. It just makes my stomach hurt. But you have read it. You know the vile depths of hellish wickedness that are on these Epstein emails. And so why are you searching this name? Why are you searching this word? What is that about? And so it really connected some dots. So they even have a mapped out image here. And some of these are blacked out because I'm thinking to protect the innocent. But yeah, they're flipping out because this is what it takes. It's they already have this information. This really is for us. This is for the people. This is for us to share. This is for everyone to realize that the Congress people have been in on it. Now, I talked about on my last video, I said the Democrats and all the Republicans voted to have the Epstein files removed. You know, he was saying, oh, no need to look into it. And it was reverse psychology. It's just like you would do with a child. Oh, no, that broccoli, that's really good. And I want that all for myself. I mean, it's the same kind of thing. And President Trump clearly wanted the Epstein files released. And now he didn't veto it. And now they got exactly what they wanted. You be careful what you wish for, right? So now you see the game that they played, the sting operation that they played against Congress, because this is the thing everyone has to understand. Congress is in on it. Congress is in on it. And they've been in on protecting these people, and they have such vile TDS, Trump derangement syndrome, that they would do anything, even put themselves at risk, to nail President Trump. And now, of course, the documents prove that President Trump is completely innocent. I just think this is great. Okay, so here's a little clip I found about it. So I want you to hear what they have to say. And so then it also, at the end, listen very carefully at the end, because he's talking about how day after day, this is what, you know, what happened each day on the timeline. And then you'll see, I think it was on Thursday, that they did not fund DHS, and they're trying to stop the investigations. That's what that's about, okay? It's not even so much about what's going on in with the raids and getting the illegal immigrants. They're trying to stop the investigations. Because let's just be honest, everybody knows that they have enough money in ICE to be able to continue. They don't need the DHS funded for that, but they do want to stop the investigation. So check this out.
Greatest trap in political history. And Congress walked right into it. Yesterday, Attorney General Pam Bondi sat before the House Judiciary Committee. Standard oversight hearing. Routine questions. Then she pulled out a document labeled Jayapal Pramila, search history. The room went silent. Here's what happened. The DOJ gave Congress access to the unredacted Epstein files this week. Every member got their own login, their own computer, their own session. What Congress didn't know? The DOJ was tracking every single search, every name they looked up, every document they opened, every file they downloaded, all of IT, logged, and Bondi brought the receipts to the hearing. The panic was instant. Representative Giappo called it spying on members of Congress. Representative Raskin accused Bondi of blatant abuse of power. Representative Moskowitz said it was suspicious and inappropriate. They're furious. But here's the question nobody in the media is asking. Why are they so scared of their search history? If you're searching for evidence of crimes against children, you'd be proud of that search history. Unless you're not searching for evidence. Unless you're searching for your own name. The genius of the trap. Think about it. Bondi didn't just release the files. She released them on monitored computers. Every Congress member who rushed to search the files just told the DOJ exactly who they're trying to protect. Or what names they're worried about. WHICH connections they're trying to verify. The one searching for flights to the island equals investigators. The one searching for specific names equals protectors. Bondi now knows who's investigating and who's covering up. And she showed them she knows in front of cameras with a smile. The DHS shutdown, perfect timing. While Congress panics about their search history, DHS is shutting down Saturday. Democrats blocked the funding bill. House members already left Washington. The same week Congress gets caught searching, Epstein files they refuse to fund the department that investigates trafficking. They're not defunding DHS to save money. They're defunding it to stop investigations. Connect the dots. Monday, Congress gets Epstein file access. Tuesday, members frantically search for names. Wednesday, Bondi reveals she tracked everything. Thursday, Democrats block DHS funding. Friday, government shutdown begins. 5 days, one pattern, panic. They walked into the hearing thinking they were in control. They walked out knowing Bondi has everything. Every search, every name, every cover-up attempt. Logged, documented, weaponized. The hunter became the hunted, and they did it to themselves.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Did you see the timing? The perfect, perfect timing. So that nothing that they've done is going to stop. It's going to stop justice. Nothing that they do is going to stop justice. They realize that. You know what I really think this is, you guys? Remember what 17 told us about that movie, The Hunt for Red October, and at the very end, you've got that torpedo that they were trying to use to destroy the American submarine, and it turned around and it's destroyed them. Remember that? That's the torpedo. I think the Epstein files are the torpedo. What do you guys think? I think so. I just wanted to make sure that you guys saw that, because that is beautiful, that is rich, and it also is revealing that Bondi has just been lying in wait, as well as President Trump. So trust the timing, trust the plan. All right, so now on to the next thing. I want you to see that. Let's see. Here is this greatest trap in all of political history. So here is her search history. Yeah, how she pulled this out of her little file right there. All right, next thing I want you guys to see is that our wonderful Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, he's just doing a phenomenal job. By all accounts, everybody realizes that he is doing a great job. Well, he went over to Europe and he blasted them, but he wasn't berating them. He was saying, you know, this is our destiny to be able to have, freedom and to have control of our own, be sovereign and have control over our own finances, to have control over our own industry, and not to be controlled by some separate force. And the same thing goes for Europe, and that we have this destiny together. We are connected, and that this is something that we should both, treasure and value, because we cannot lose this power to control our destiny. And so I thought he did an amazing job. And, you know, he explains that the CFR set this up to basically deindustrialize America and the European countries years ago, and it was not by accident. It was all on purpose, because if they are doing what they call free trade, when you hear the word free trade, that is anything but free trade. Think of their funny way that they word everything. This is where they control us, and they control the buyer and the seller, and that they take all the benefit, all the proceeds, and everybody else just becomes their slave that they can control. And this is what they couldn't stop, because the American system of freedom is so powerful. We're just continually blowing and going and doing well, and everybody was becoming financially sound in our country, owning things, owning their homes, owning their vehicles, having money in the bank. This is what was happening to all of America, and they could not allow that. And so they ripped all of this away from us. I believe the numbers were 72,000 factories were removed since Bill Clinton. That's outrageous. And so that's why people can't even, get a job being an Uber driver. I mean, it's been that horrifying. And just the, them bringing in these immigrants, they have also taken the jobs of the people. Now, I understand the other countries have taken it on the chin also, and have been in a desperate situation and a desperate plight. And I understand, in one side of it, I do understand them, why they would come to America. I do understand that. But we're going to move to the golden age when everyone will have the things that they need in their own country. And that is where we're headed. If you haven't read my book yet, definitely go and check out this book. I'm doing the audiobook right now, The Golden Age. I'm working on this one. I've done the audiobooks on my other books, End Times and A Thousand Years of Peace, which is the Decode of Revelation. I've done the audiobook for This Is Biblical, about 17 Bible stories about there's a roadmap for exactly what is happening. I mean, they just it just tells us exactly what, where we're going. And also the major clues for minor prophets. If you really want to understand what the minor prophets, Haggai and Zechariah, Zephaniah, all these minor prophets were telling us, they were talking to us. They were telling us about this day and what was going to happen in this day. Really amazing. So this is really great. But the Golden Age, I'm working on the audiobook, and it was, you know, just talking about the beautiful future. We're not going to have a future where it's going to be the haves and the have-nots. It's going to have, everyone's going to have everything that they need worldwide. It's going to be so beautiful. This promises all throughout God's Word. All right, so let's go back and see what Marco had to say at this meeting. And interestingly, you know, normally those controlled, blackmailed, you know, people, they just sit there with a smug smirk on their face and they don't clap and they don't respond positively. But this group, amazingly, all gave him a standing ovation, which I, you know, maybe somebody can in the chat can tell me why, how, what has changed so that they are, you know, giving him the standing ovation. Now, this was not, you know, this was maybe a different group of industrialists who want to have the freedom brought back to their country so that they can benefit from it and not be having their all their hard work basically gobbled up by the imperialist cabal. So definitely check into what Marco Rubio had to say, our wonderful Secretary of State.
For five centuries before the end of the Second World War, the West had been expanding. Its missionaries, its pilgrims, its soldiers, its explorers pouring out from its shores to cross oceans, settle new continents, build vast empires extending out across the globe. But in 1945, for the first time since the age of Columbus, it was contracting. Europe was in ruins. Half of it lived behind an iron curtain, and the rest looked like it would soon follow. The great Western empires had entered into terminal decline, accelerated by godless communist revolutions and by anti-colonial uprisings that would transform the world and drape the red hammer and sickle across vast swaths of the map in the years to come. Against that backdrop, then, as now, many came to believe that the West's age of dominance had come to an end and that our future was destined to be a faint and feeble echo of our past. But together, our predecessors recognized that decline was a choice, and it was a choice they refused to make.
Right. Okay, so I think I'm going to make sure that you have the link to this clip. It's really wonderful what he is saying, and that they are in agreement that is has to stop. We all have to have our freedom to make to control our industry, to control our minerals, to control our trade, and not to have it controlled by this imperialist structure at the top, where they gobble up all of your resources. And this is our God-given right, and this was done intentionally. I want to make sure that you guys hear that very loudly. This was not done by accident. This was not just a financial decision. This was done to bring down America and Europe, all the European countries. And my strong opinion is that we represent Manasseh and that the European countries represent Ephraim, which are the two tribes of Joseph. Joseph had two sons, and he got the double blessing that two of his sons became the two tribes. Because if you look at the 12 tribes, you're like, okay, where's Joseph? Well, it's Ephraim and Manasseh, and that the blessing would come to them to set the world free. And this is our God-given destiny. So I want to make sure that you saw that. And really, that's what Marco Rubio is talking about. Our president, our wonderful Trump administration, knows this. This is not, don't ever think that President Trump would ever be led around by the nose by this imperialist regime. That's not going to happen. He is making all these changes, making all these choices so that we have our sovereignty, and every country has their own sovereignty. Not only make America great again, but the people in Iran make Iran great again, and the people in Nigeria make Nigeria great again, so that they all have their own sovereignty. And this goes along with what God's word says, that nation will not rise against nation, neither will they train for war anymore. There will be nations in the millennial kingdom, in the golden age, but they will not fight against each other. They will all work together, but also have their own sovereignty. And also the board said that of all the banks, there was a whole gigantic list that we were given. Every country just about had a bank, a globalist bank, and that those banks are going to be gone, and that they'll be restructured, and that they will be backed by gold. That is what we were told, and that's where we're headed. If you haven't researched into the XM Bank, EXIM, I really encourage you to look into that. I've talked about that on some of the other videos, that we're going to have our sovereignty back in our banking system, and that XM Bank is for trading, as well as it's backed by hard assets, by gold and silver and platinum and other hard assets. This is how we're going to move into the future, and not having this controlled by funny money by these bankers who can do things, just, you know, manipulate the currency. All right. So I want to make sure that you guys saw that. Now, the next thing, kind of back to the Epstein. This is really good, though. I don't know who this person is. I've never seen this person before. I'm so glad to find about Zaire G. I'm going to spell that because I don't know if I'm saying that right, but this is how it's spelled, Sayerji. And he said he's been looking into the Epstein files. I posted this today. Did you guys see this? He says he's not looking for names. He's not really looking for, you know, Bill Gates or whatever. A lot of people are doing that, you know, just, you know, interested in, you know, who are the people, you know. I don't know if you saw, I posted this yesterday, that Pritzker, the CEO, billionaire of Hilton, was just resigned because of Epstein files. A lot of these, you know, another one bites the dust. One by one by one, they are dropping out because they are being exposed for being part of this whole terrible Epstein regime. But this guy, Sayerji, goes into the structure, the infrastructure of how this worked. Now, and I showed you the video last week, or I played a little clip of it, and I sent you the link. It's over on the social media. That if you just search the word Bannon on my social media, you'll see that Bannon did a very big interview with Jeffrey Epstein. And in that interview, he's talking about, how they basically, they're inside discussions that they have, and that he the banking system, and you know, the strange thing always is that why is Epstein, you know, really one of the top ones? Well, because he's a really good criminal. He's really good at being evil, and good at manipulating. And you know, they could tell when he was working for in Wall Street that he was a very good trickster, and they need someone with those kinds of skills. And so he was really at the top of running all these evil things that were going on in our country and all throughout the world. And so that is where it's important to understand that he worked right directly for the bloodline families. Okay, so I want you to see what he found. He says, what I found was that Jeffrey Epstein wasn't just a sex trafficker. He was a switchboard, routing government secrets, Wall Street intelligence, and political power through one network. Who was he giving all this information to? Of course, to the bloodlines, to the Rothschilds, to this criminal operation at the very top. So he is their man. So that's why I really don't believe that he's dead, because they would not, two things. They would not, you know, they want that asset, and they wouldn't want it out there. Number two, they wouldn't want it out there that if you are such a great asset like that, and that you do your job and you do a great job being evil, you have to think of it that way. If you are doing a job, you know, being evil for us, then we're going to protect you. Now, of course, you know, the word is that he was in prison. Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. Either way, I just have a very strong feeling that he is not dead. And yes, he has a lot of information on a lot of people, but the reality is we know that even if he's dead, the documents are still there. The President Trump and the DOJ have those files, and that nothing can stop that, whether he's dead or alive. Anyway, so because the word on the street is if you are one of their criminals, that you will be protected. That's the whole point of the game. Remember the game of Monopoly? When you're on the game of Monopoly, you get the get out of jail free card. They all have that get out of jail free card. That's the whole point. If that falls, if you've kept, you know, your part of the bargain, they're going to keep theirs, and they're going to protect you. All right. So anyway, you know, we've seen a lot of different things about that. He was, you know, that guy who was wheeled out without a cover over his face, which is crazy. That he, it did not at all look like Epstein, and the nose, the ears. We've also seen, very interesting reports about these vans coming and, apparently picking up Epstein in the middle of the night. Like, okay, something fishy went on, no doubt. Either way, so the bottom line is, who is he and what was he doing wherever he was? He was a switchboard, routing government secrets, Wall Street intelligence, and political power through one network. It was everything that went through him because the cabal trusted him, and they liked to have one person because they knew that he was trustworthy and that you wouldn't have to go back and forth with multiple people, and that everybody had to come through Epstein. He was the switchboard. Remember the old-fashioned switchboard, on Laugh-In, where he was the one that everybody had to go through him. The same network that built the censorship machine that targeted your speech during COVID, right? They are the same ones. Every operation that they had, every pandemic, every different thing that was happening, that they were running these operations on humanity, would have to go through him. And so because he knew all the players and who was making money on COVID, who was making money on these different operations. Of course, we know that a lot of people made some serious money on that. And he would make sure that everybody was that had put into their system was going to benefit from it. Okay, so here's five parts, all sourced to DOJ documents. Here's the whole investigation. Part one, the DOJ released thousands of pages of Epstein files, buried them in a 20-year financial architecture designed to turn pandemics into a profit center. Right? COVID. They made just big, big money. Official vaccine funds, donor-advised fund structures named pandemic as a key area 3 years before the COVID. We know that. We know that they would run all these operations and then they would say, we're going to have a test run, and that's how they did it. This is a highly strategic, highly planned, highly organized operation that they would do against the world. I mean, that just sounds outrageous, but that is what is happening, and that is what's proven in the Epstein files. J.P. Morgan treated a convicted sex offender as the operational architect of a Gates-linked charitable fund, which is, the sex offender is Jeffrey Epstein, right? And so, this is exactly what we've been talking about. They treated him like, he's a sex offender. Why would they treat him so great? Why would they have put him at the top? Because he's such a great criminal. That's the whole point. And he is, he's one of them. He's one of the Baal worshipers. He's one of the evildoers. He's the chief evildoer, right? He's the architect of the Gates-linked charitable fund. Every claim sourced, every document numbered. All right, so here's this Substack on this. I will make sure let me just go ahead and do this right now. I'm going to give you the link. I'm going to copy the link. And Songbird, if you can put this over in the, I'm going to call it Sayer, S-A-Y-E-R. Okay, so you can find it. Because this guy has done, a lot of great research. He's got these Substacks to go into more detail if you want to learn more about this. All right, so that's the first thing. And then part two, inside Project Molecule, the 14-page J.P. Morgan proposal that turned biology into investable infrastructure. Oh, you know what? You can invest in a pandemic. You can invest in this biology that it can be investable infrastructure. $20 million to finance the surveillance network in Pakistan. This is how they make their money. That if you participate in this, you'll make billions by being part of the surveillance state in Pakistan. Parametric triggers, reinsurance markets, vaccine capital positioned in structures designed for offshore flexibility and arm's length profit. This wasn't a pandemic response. It was a pandemic business. It was business model years before any pandemic. Again, here is another Substack for you to grab. Project Molecule. This is how they have run this financial game on people. And we thought it was real. We thought it was real. The war machine, just everything that they have done against humanity has been a profit center for them. Of course, it all looked like, we were sheep and we trusted them and we thought that this was, this was normal. It was not normal. This was their profit center against America, against really the world. Okay, number three. The censorship machine that decided what Americans could say during COVID was built by Epstein, connected British political operatives in a room above the pub in Brixton. So, we were it was very clear that they all were in lockstep. I was banned off stuff I wasn't even a part of. It's the craziest thing. I'm like, how can I be banned off of that? I didn't even, you know, wasn't even on that app. But they were like, you're banned. Don't even think about, you know, coming on here to say anything because you're banned. You know, and still to this day, you know, I'm banned like off PayPal because all of them were in lockstep that if you did not, like a social credit score, if you did not say what they wanted you to say when they wanted you to say it, then you were out. You were not allowed to speak. This censorship machine was real. We know that, right? So thankful for X now because we can get the truth out. So thankful for Telegram. Pavel has worked so hard and has put himself at unbelievable risk because he has allowed freedom of speech on Telegram. Thank you, Lord, for Telegram. Thank you, Lord, for Rumble. And now we can get a lot of this truth out on YouTube, surprisingly. You know, once we got back on, they realized, you know, they better let us back on because they have really, really done it because they've denied us our free speech. And so those who are responsible are going to have to pay a heavy price before it's over. Peter Mandelson routed UK Treasury intelligence to Epstein within minutes of receiving it. I just had a video about this a week ago where I talked about Lord Mandelson. Remember him, the guy in his underpants? If you haven't seen that, you got to go watch that one. Because this man was immediately, whenever he would get information at, you know, in London at the head of state, he would immediately call Epstein. Literally within seconds, he would immediately, that's the first call he would make, that he is, really the Lord was Lord Epstein to him. He was the one who was running everything. And they knew they better tell him because telling Epstein was like telling the Rothschilds. He was their boss and they better do what he said. And they did, you know, they got a lot of perks from it. He routed the UK Treasury intelligence to Epstein within minutes of receiving it, just like I said. His protege, Morgan McSweeney, co-founder of CCDH, the organization that gave Twitter its disinformation dozen list. Same office, same staff, same dark money. Again, here is the other Substack on that about the switchboard. All right. In part four, Obama, Gates, Epstein, Ebola. What is this about? In 1 week, way back in September 2014, global health became global control, and the COVID-19 playbook was written 6 years early. They wrote all this down, how they were going to play it, and they were all part of it. It doesn't have in there Fauci, but Fauci's, you know, a big part of this too. You know, he doesn't list all these names, but I'm sure in his Substack he does. This is the Epstein Ebola Substack right here. So Gates emailed Epstein his full itinerary Monday with the president on the budget and Ebola. Back in 2014 that they were planning all of this. Epstein replied, perfect time for you to pitch DAF. Crisis to institution conversion in real time, in their own words. This is crisis management is their big money maker. And they also control, obviously, the media moguls. They control the CEOs. They control the social media. All of it was all in lockstep. And this was run by Epstein at the top. All right. So I want to make sure you saw that. And this is where he's got the receipts of all of this. So that's why I gave you the link. It's over in the comment section. All right. So this was, you know, and of course, you know, Gates, Obama, all of them working together. Pure evil, pure crimes against humanity, treason, but really on an international scale. Crimes against humanity. All right, number part five, UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer says none of us knew about Epstein's British connections. That's what he says. The documents say otherwise. Nope, Keir Starmer, the Epstein files prove that you guys were all in on it. And we know it now, we understand. You've been running this game on us, along with your buddy, Lord Mandelson, who was giving all this information over to Epstein. And don't try to tell us that it's not, because we've seen the documents. Britain's National Crime Agency ran a classified intelligence operation on Epstein from its Washington embassy starting January 2020. Starmer spent 5 years running the institution is structurally designed to receive that intelligence. You see how this works. Then he appointed Mandelson ambassador to the country investigating Epstein. Right? All right. So there you go. Because they're trying to keep a lid on these files and they have not. And now all these people in Congress are in the same thing. They all are part and parcel of the same program. Now, not maybe every last one of them. I have a couple of holdouts that I'm thinking maybe are on the up and up. But the bottom line is most of these people are highly controlled, and to keep this whole train of corruption going. All right, so you've got all that in five parts. Here's the nutshell. One pattern: Epstein built the financial architecture. The same network built the censorship architecture, right? We were censored if we ever tried to get any of this truth out. Thank God that's over, because that censorship was maddening, right? We had to go off into a corner to talk about it. But there was where, in God's great wisdom, we were there honing our craft, sharing this information with each other, and until it was time for this to all really come to the light of day at a critical moment, which is now. All right, infrastructure. Part four, crisis events activated both. The government that knew covered it up. Infrastructure, not names. That's what he's focusing on, is how they ran this whole system. Systems, not scandals. He's not really concerned about names at this point. He's trying to understand how they did this and how President Trump is going to stop this whole critical criminal network. We've always talked about this criminal network, the cabal, we call it in the New World Order, whatever. It's this network that works together to undermine humanity. And as we were talking about with Marco Rubio, our Secretary of State, same thing there, that they had worked together with the globalist cabal, with all of the industry, to cut out the American people and all the citizens of each country, and I'll have all the proceeds go to the few at the top. This is their control construct. Every document has a file number. Every quote is verbatim. Every claim is independently verifiable. If this investigation matters to you, share it. So I really do appreciate all that he has done. Really great research right here. So yeah. These people, they are pure, pure evil, demonic. All right, so let's get going on to the next thing. This is what just came out from Callie Means. He is a White House senior advisor. And so he is talking about the food companies are making food that we will get addicted to that are actually bad for us. Again, I'm sure Epstein's at the top of this too. The food pyramid is the cabal pyramid, which is them at the top, and that we they've damaged our health for all of our lives. And the question is, how can we get it back? And so that's where, when I got poisoned, I was very, the doctor that I was sent to, I didn't want to go to, but I did it to please people in my family. This person was saying that you'll never be well. This is it for you. And that it is just accept this fact. And it was a tough pill to swallow, so to speak. It was a tough thing to hear. If you've gotten a bad report from a doctor, I want you to hear what I have to say. I want you to know that God made you magnificently. You are magnificently, wondrously made. And that God made your body to heal. And that ultimately, your body is chemical reactions that move along through your body, and you just give your body the things that it needs. You take out the things that it doesn't need, and it should work. Okay? So, yes, age has something to do with it. Yes, DNA has something to do with it. You know, if you're not familiar with the televital, this is where you can help to protect your DNA to make sure that the little tips, the telomeres don't ravel and all that. This is on freedomforce.live/detox. You can find out more information about that televital. I did a whole video on that too. I think it's over there. I need to make sure I have the whole video about the televital over there, because I want to make sure that that's something that you guys see. But anyway, to protect your DNA from raveling, because if your DNA ravels, then the aging process really speeds up, and then it's harder for your body to recover from illness or from the damage that they've done inflicted on us. But bottom line, your body is made to heal. I mean, look at if you get a cut, your body immediately goes and starts repairing it. And that same thing applies to your heart, to your lungs, to your whatever. And so this is where we just have to give our body the best fighting chance with detoxing and with the nutrients. Well, so this is what he says. I'll let you listen to him.
Chemicals in our food. When you look at food ingredients, The FDA cannot vouch today for the safety of all this plethora of chemicals. And these chemicals are added, and it's said by CEOs of food companies on earnings calls, these chemicals are added to make food addictive.
Yeah.
They say that and brag about that on earnings calls. It makes the food softer, it makes the food tastier, it gets kids addicted. That is the stated strategy of food companies, and the FDA has been asleep at the switch until now.
Did you hear what he said? The processing, the flavorings have made it where everyone's addicted to this food. You remember, I know many of you are my age, and you remember the commercial that says about Lay's potato chips, no one can eat just one. They were not kidding. They were not kidding. It's that they've put something in these things to make you crave this. And so one of the main things that you need to do, in my opinion, is to change your microbiome. You need to make sure that your microbiome is craving good food, like my green smoothie, to crave the healthy things instead of craving the bad things. And that's critically important. If you are craving, you know, some things that you know you shouldn't eat, that is one of the main things I believe that you should do. Okay, so here is what I do with, if you haven't seen freedomforce.life/P2, as in P squared, this is an additive I put in my water, and it comes in this packet. There are little pouches like this, and so I put that into my water, and it tastes delicious. It's spearmint, and what it does is it changes your microbiome to be good, healthy microbiome. Very, very important. When I first got to know Heather Holmes, who has created this to help everyone to restore their microbiome and to restore their gut health, I didn't, I was just learning and I didn't talk about this one very, very much or nearly enough. And so now I put this in my water to help my gut health be strong. And I love it, love it, love it. So I really encourage you to try that. And you're going to really like it, to make it where if you don't like the taste of water, putting this little additive makes it really delicious, very like a spearmint, very refreshing. And I really encourage you to cleanse all of your water. Do not drink tap water, please. And I really like the zero water. That's my thing. I like the zero water because I know I don't have any toxins in my water. But after I cleanse my water, then I put that in it. And it helps the balance be where you have 10 times more good bacteria than bad, and the good bacteria overwhelm the bad bacteria. And so then you have in your gut the microbiome that you need to absorb the nutrients in the food, and also to help you with proper cravings, to crave good food, to crave to help healthy food. So you need to reset your microbiome. Anyway, go on freedomforce.live/P2 to find out more about that. And on my health page, freedomforce.live/health, I talk about how important it is. The anti-aging is that televital I was just telling you about. All these things are ways that you can restore your health. I just had my smoothie. So delicious. So good. My recipe is over here under Health Plus. Go to the tips for improving your health. Anyway, I shouldn't have clicked that, but anyway, it's right here. Okay, here it is. Healing the heart. Oh, yeah. Green smoothies. That one right there. And just try it. Just try it. And put in the protein powder to help make sure that you get the adequate protein in your body, because most of us are not getting the adequate protein. And so this is, to be honest, this is one of the reasons. Okay, why is it not refreshing? All right, so this is one of the reasons that people are struggling with their mental health. I have a book on here also about how to restore your health. If you know people who have depression and anxiety, they probably are not having, they're maybe having toxins in their food. They're maybe having dyes in their food. They're having artificial flavorings in their food. They're having, they're not having adequate amino acids from the meat. Maybe they're eating protein, but they're not getting adequate nutrients from their meat because the food is poor quality. RFK just said this the other day. He says that people are struggling with their health because the food is so, they might be overweight, but they're malnutrition because there's not enough nutrients in the food. Anyway, so definitely check into that. But here's, this is the P2 probiotics right here. And you can also check into, all this information. It's really, really, really great news. Let me see if I can make myself a quick note. Anyway, all these ways that you can restore your health, detoxing with chlorine dioxide. Love it, love it, love it. So definitely check into all of that. And I appreciate what he is saying. I appreciate that we have people in these positions of power. This is what the Golden Age is all about, to have righteous people in these positions who will turn this thing around. The RFKs and the Dr. Oz's and all these who are trying to get our health back because they know we've got to get our food back and to get away from these companies that have really done a harm to humanity. Again, crimes against humanity, right? All right, so then that's over on freedomforce.live. All right, coming up, y'all ready for March 3rd? Y'all ready? I'm hoping that that is the day. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what is potentially going to happen on March 3rd. If you haven't seen my research, definitely go and look at the linked post. I'm going to pop this into the chat. I'm not going to go into it right now, but here is the, I'm going to say Purim, P-U-R-I-M, if I spell it right, P-U-R-I-M. This is where I believed that this was a huge moment for us on Christmas Day. And turns out I was right. That was the trigger that caused the collapse of the banking system on Christmas Day. Not that we necessarily saw anything, but this is what behind the scenes we know happened, because the price of silver and gold went so high that they could not meet the margin calls. And they have still not been able, even though they are trying to suppress silver and gold, they've not been able to get it below the gold below 5,000 and the silver below 70. And they are going to have to meet those margin calls in March, and they cannot do it. This was what was triggered on Christmas Day. And this was the trigger for the collapse of their system. Because if they're out of money, they're out of power. And that's what's amazing, what's so great. So definitely check into that link I just posted into the chat. And Songbird, thank you, Songbird. We'll post it into the comments. And this is the Venus where it says there was an angel standing in the sun. I'll just very quickly show that to you where... So this is where Venus was moving straight toward the sun. And I do believe that was the fulfillment of the prophecy in Revelation chapter 19, where this is the angel standing in the sun saying, come and eat the flesh of kings. We're eating the flesh of kings. That sounds gross, but we're destroying them. In other words, this is the end of it for them. This is with the Epstein files coming out, this and everyone waking up and realizing what these people do. I mean, it's all over social media, especially on X. They cannot overcome the truth, the power of the truth. So here is this beautiful passage I wanted to read to you from Zephaniah. Look at this beautiful passage. I just love it, love it, love it. I could read all day long. On that day, you'll no longer need to be ashamed. And the shame has come because our ancestors had joined in Baal worship. That's outrageous, but they were brainwashed to join in. And the Lord says, I've got to punish you. I've got to root this out of you. And that's what's been happening over the last literally like 3,000 years. And so he says, all that day, you'll no longer need to be ashamed, because the shame is removed. The time of suffering, the time of struggle, the time of chastisement and discipline and correction is over. You'll no longer be rebels against me. We're no longer rebels. We are as in mass, are not Satan worshipers. Satan has failed. We don't want to follow Satan, and we want to protect children. Everybody who's reading these Epstein files is so angry that someone would do such a thing as this. And so they failed in their job to try to make us love evil. We don't love evil. We love children. We want to protect the children. Crimes against children will unite humanity. I'll remove all your proud and arrogant people from among you. Who is this talking about? They told us we were the prideful ones. We were the arrogant ones. No, these ones I've been talking about tonight, the ones who run the food industry, the ones who run the pandemics, the Epsteins, the Gates and the Faucis and all of this ilk with the bloodline families, those are the proud and arrogant people. They're the ones who are so prideful, they thought that they could destroy humanity, God's beautiful creation. The Lord says, I'm going to remove all of those from among you. There'll be no more haughtiness on my holy mountain. That haughtiness is not us. It's not the, oh, I've got pride. No, it's about their pride to try to destroy humanity. Okay? Please make sure that you hear that when you're reading God's word, understand he's not talking about you. We're always like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. It's not us. He's not talking about us. Yes, there may be things in your life that you need to sort out between you and the Lord. Okay, I want you to do that. But if you're walking with him, in faith and love and obedience, he's not talking about you, okay? I don't want you to be guilt-ridden over something you didn't do. They're always trying to make us feel bad for something we didn't even do. Those who are left will be lowly and humble. And you know, lowly is in where we recognize our place, that we say, Lord, we obey you. You are the Lord. We will do whatever you say. And I'm not saying you're perfect. I'm not saying I'm perfect. The point is, our settled heart is to obey the Lord, is to walk with him in humility and to trust him and trust his plan. For it is those who trust in the name of the Lord. That's us. We trust in the name of the Lord. We are following him with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. The remnant of Israel will do no wrong. We are the remnant. We're the scraps. We're the little scraps. We've got a scrap here and scrap there, and we're all together. We are a scrappy bunch. We're just all over the world. We are this the remnant of Israel. It's not a little, it's not, it, don't think of it as a matter of a size. Think of the scattering. Think of it if you are making a dress and you're cutting out the dress and then you've got these little remnants, little pieces, and they're all over the table. You take the fabric for the dress away and you've got remnants scattered all over. Think of the scattering, not the size, okay? They will never tell lies or deceive one another. They will eat and sleep in safety and no one will make them afraid. How about that? Nothing to make you afraid. Nothing. For your health, for your finances, for peace, that there will not be any wars. All these things, no one will make you afraid. It's over. That day of fear is over. We can eat and sleep. Eat and sleep in safety. You won't have to be worried about every little bite of food you put in your mouth. Now, right now, we still have to be very, very careful. But eventually, the food in the stores will be wholesome and good food. But right now, we still got to detox, girlfriends and boyfriends. Okay. Anyway, sing, O daughter of Zion, shout aloud, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all your heart. It is going to be rejoicing that you cannot even imagine worldwide. Everyone will look at each other like, can you believe it? We made it. We survived these demons and they're gone. We're going to be so happy. It's going to be over the top. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, for the Lord will remove his hand of judgment. He will disperse the armies of your enemy, and the Lord himself, the King of Israel, will live among you. How about that? I'm going to write this one down too. I have so many notes, so I want to write to myself. Okay, that was Zephaniah 3, verse 15. I love that verse. On that day, the announcement to... Oh, I've got to read this. At last, your troubles will be over. Your troubles will be over. Can you imagine? Your troubles will be over? We're so used to trouble. We're so used to trouble on every side constantly. It's like one thing happens and then 10 more. Your troubles will be over and you'll never again fear disaster. Nothing even to fear. Nothing even to cause you to, oh, nope, don't have to worry about that. That's not going to happen. That's over. That's over. No more pandemics. Don't have to worry about that. No more floods. No more fires. No more disease. I mean, it's just going to be absolutely amazing. The Golden Age. If you haven't read the book Golden Age, you definitely have to read that one. You're just going to, it'll thrill you. It'll fill your heart with joy. Yeah, I've now done half the chapters I've recorded. So I'm moving along. I'm kind of getting moving on that. But it's still going to probably take me another. It takes so long. It'll probably be a month before I have the audiobook ready. For the Lord your God is living among you. How about that? Very interesting. The Lord your God is living among you. He is a mighty Savior. He will take delight in you with gladness, with his love. He will calm all your fears. He will rejoice over you with joyful songs. Beautiful. Who loves him? Zephaniah. Bring it on, Zephaniah. He was telling us. This is what I was saying earlier when I said the major clues for minor prophets. And I also had the study guide. You can go on to freedomforce.live and go through the whole study of the books and research each one of the books. Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, Micah, all these minor prophets. They were talking to us. They were talking to us. All right. So I think that's everything I had to share with you. I think that's everything. Oh, no. I have this. Okay, so this is more information I found out about Bad Bunny. And for those who were saying that Bad Bunny, just he's got good music and maybe, you know, you don't, people have not understood the lyrics because they don't know Spanish. But when you do, then you realize how vile his lyrics are. And this man did some research on him, and he is posting some of these things, and clearly demonic. So please don't come at me, not you guys, not you, you haven't done it. Don't, you know, these people who are saying that, you know, he's just, you know, he was a good choice for the NFL. No, these people don't know what they're talking about, all right? And so look at this, he's got a hoof. Who has a hoof for a foot? Only a Satanist. Everything he does is revealing their Satanists. Their symbolism will be their downfall. Look at this hoof. It's just like Baal. Yeah, this is these people. They're so obvious. It's so obvious. Did you see the hoof right there on his foot? Anyway, and then on his chest, he has tattooed. I think, it's Nemus. Anyway, it's two in one. It's the transgender god. Okay, because the transgender, not in this one, but there was some that he has, breasts, and he has whatever, both parts. So this is their false god. This is who they worship, and this is why they're promoting transgender. It's all a plot. It's all, again, part of the scheme, part of an Epstein financial boondoggle. And they're like, we're going to promote this, and then those of you who work in hospitals and do these transgender surgeries, you're going to make a lot of money. You see, this is all plotted and planned and schemed out. Okay, so this is where he's got an album that says YHLQMDLG. Very interesting name of a for an album, right? This is the studio album for Bad Bunny in 2020, and it says Ya hago lo que me. I can't see the whole thing. Anyway, it translates say do whatever I want. What does this mean? You might think, I do whatever I want. I have freedom. That's not what he's saying. He's saying, I don't have to obey God. I do whatever I want. That's what this name of this album is. And that means any evil you can drum up, any kind of evil that they can think of, that's what they're, yeah. Yeah, and he just like Aleister Crowley. Yes, thank you, H. Clay. Just like H. Aleister Crowley says, do what thou wilt. Let me see if I can pull that up. Yeah, do what thou wilt. This is the demonic regime. This is the demonic worship that they believe, I have freedom when I worship Satan because I can do whatever I please, right? Well, you think that, and then it comes back to bite you. And the only true freedom is in worshiping the Lord. I just finished the chapter, the audio on freedom, the golden age of freedom, and that true freedom is when we submit to the Lord. He wants us to have freedom. He even has all of his festivals that he set up are to show us that he wants us to have freedom, whether it's the freedom from our sins on the Day of Atonement, whether it's the freedom of from our enemies on the Festival of Purim. All of them are about our freedom. Like the freedom on Resurrection Day, that's our freedom from the power of sin, that we rise and have the power over sin. This is what he wants us to have, true freedom. And obviously Satan, it's a big fat lie. All right, so I want you to see that. Yeah, this is the transgender god. So it's the both parts, right? And so this is and it's also from the Knights Templar. So this is their demonic idol. And so he's doing the same thing. Yeah, so his name is Bad Bunny. Yeah, that's who they wanted to promote at the NFL. So for those of you who thought he was a good guy, it was okay, and just everybody just get along. No, they're promoting Satanism. And I did on another video a couple times ago, if you might want to go back and watch that one, about how it was Alice in Wonderland and how they had so much symbolism in the NFL halftime show about that. So I want you to hear this quick song that President Trump, that was on President Trump's White House TikTok. Very, 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 very interesting. Check this out. Okay, I couldn't understand the words, so I asked the people, and the wonderful patriots had put into the chat what that was. And I will put in the chat the link to the song. It's a very interesting song. What was it called? I didn't pull it up for this video, but I'll pull. Let me see if I can find Precious. Let me see if I can find it. It is okay. It is called Mask Off by Future. The group is Future. And so if you listen to the lyrics, it's really sad because it's all about these people who are hooked on drugs and all of this. And it really at the end, it's saying, oh my Lord. And so it's saying, oh my Lord, praise him be. "Oh, my Lord, praise him be," is really when you pull up the lyrics to the song, those are the lyrics they say. It doesn't really sound like that, but none of the songs sound like, you know, you have to have the lyrics because it's so hard to understand what they're saying. Anyway, I just found this very interesting that they would put this right here. And I do praise the Lord that he has had President Trump for such a time as this, for this day. I do. I'm very, very thankful. It was curtains for us. These people were too powerful for us, just like it says in the Bible, that our enemies were too strong for us. And so we needed the Lord to rescue us. So I listened to it again. Very interesting. Very interesting. I wonder who that was driving. Wouldn't that be great if that was Kennedy? I don't think it is. I'm just saying. I just thought that would be really interesting. Okay, so here's the link right here. This is the song, and you can look at, if you're interested to find out more about what that is and kind of find out why this was done. It's got a lot of colorful language in it. I'm just warning you now. I'm warning you. Don't tell me I didn't warn you. I'm warning you. This got a lot of very colorful language. But yes, oh my Lord, praise him be. Very interesting. Well, and all the, it's just, you can tell by the lyrics, because it's a rap. They're very frustrated about all the mask on, mask off, and just so frustrated. And that you know, it's hard to have relationships and all the drugs and all the, it's just everything that has happened. It's been rough. Let's just be honest. Daniel saw in Daniel 12, the angel said it was going to be horrible. And he says, how long until this is over? This is awful what people are going to be going through. And yeah, it has been. It's been a rough ride, but we have survived. Oh, my Lord, praise him be. There you go. All right, so now I will make sure you have that over in the chat. Like I said, warning you now. Okay, let's pray before we go. Thank you so much, Lord, that we're going to see bright, beautiful days. This is your promise. We know that this is going to happen. Nothing can stop what is coming. Thank you, Lord, that so many are awakening and that we are all uniting around protecting the children. I thank you, Lord, that all these evildoers will be exposed and they'll be rooted out. They'll be removed from us, just like your promise said in Zephaniah, and that no, we won't have anything to worry about, nothing to fear at all. Thank you for these beautiful days that are coming and soon will be upon us. So by faith, we see them and we reach for them, even though that day has not yet arrived. We know that it is coming soon, and we're just very thankful for your promise and that you are not only can make the promise, but you can actually bring it to pass. I pray for everyone on the battalion. I pray again for their strength, their physical strength and their emotional strength and their spiritual strength to continue to follow after you with all their hearts and to obey you and to share whatever you would ask them to share, whatever it is you'd ask them to do. Lord, we are your willing servants. We're very happy to walk with you because we know that walking with you is true freedom. That is where freedom is. And we praise you and we thank you that you are the King of the world, that you will dwell with us. You will be living amongst us. We praise you and thank you and we love you. And we pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. All right, guys, I'm going to play this last little song for you because I think everybody really enjoyed it the last time. And it's listen to it again because it really helps you to understand who is Maxwell. How was he, what was his role? And very likely, you know, was he the one who schooled Epstein on how to run all these horrible games on humanity? All right, guys, I love you. And I will see you. What day? What day is today? Today's Tuesday. I'll see you Saturday for our next Esther study. Read chapters 8 and 9. If you haven't read, watched the other videos on Esther, go back and watch all the videos on Esther. Just go to freedomforce.live, search the word Esther under the videos, and you will be able to get up to speed on what Purim is all about because it's coming up soon, March 3rd. All right, guys, we hope that's the day it's the annihilation of our enemies. I believe it is. I do. I feel it is. What do you guys think? I love you guys, and I'll talk to you later.
Curious about the man who figured out how to influence what scientists publish, what children learn in school, and what intelligence agencies can see. And then when he died, his youngest daughter began a sexual blackmail operation with Jeffrey Epstein. And somehow we rarely talk about him.
His name was Robert Maxwell, born in Czechoslovakia. Most of his family were killed in the Holocaust. He fled to Britain, spoke 9 languages, worked in intelligence during the war. And by age 30, the FBI had opened a file on him related to foreign intelligence concerns, which is an unusual background for someone later known primarily as a publisher. But I'm learning that a lot of publishers have unusual backgrounds. He founded Pergamon Press and pioneered a system where scientists do the research for free, write it up for free, peer review it for free, and then universities pay whatever you charge to access it. He launched 700 journals with profit margins around 40% higher than Apple or Google, essentially selling researchers their own work back. To then sold the company to Elsevier for £440 million, and Elsevier is now the largest academic publisher in the world, still operating under that model. Today, 5 companies control over half of all scientific research published globally. In 1969, investigators discovered Pergamon's profits were inflated through transactions between Maxwell's own private companies. The British government declared him unfit and removed him from his board, so he borrowed money, bought Pergamon back, and continued because apparently that's an option. He tried to buy the News of the World but was refused. Rupert Murdoch acquired it instead and later built the Sun and Fox News. Apparently when you become a billionaire, the first thing you do is buy something that controls the narrative. Maxwell bought the Daily Mirror and spent years competing with Murdoch. Then in 1988, he purchased Macmillan Publishing in the United States for $2.6 billion and merged it with McGraw-Hill, creating one of the largest textbook publishers in the country. He did not write the textbooks, but he controlled the infrastructure, deciding what was published, funded, and distributed kindergarten or 12th grade materials and standardized tests that shaped daily education. After Maxwell's death, McGraw-Hill assumed full ownership, and in 2013, it was acquired by Apollo Global Management, a private equity firm founded by Leon Black, who paid Jeffrey Epstein $170 million for tax advice. Epstein had no tax credentials, but sure, a Senate investigation found that money funded Epstein's trafficking operation. Black stepped down and paid $62 million for immunity from related claims. His son Ben was sworn in by J.D. Vance to lead the U.S. Second National Development Finance Corporation. And Apollo's current chief executive, Mark Rowan, now sits on Trump's Board of Peace for Gaza, meaning the firm that acquired the textbook company Maxwell built now sits at major policy tables. Maxwell was also linked to the sale of Promise surveillance software, reportedly modified with a backdoor and sold to governments worldwide. He bought a yacht from the nephew of Adnan Khashoggi, the Saudi arms dealer involved in Iran-Contra, and named it the Lady Ghislaine. In 1989, Donald Trump attended a party on that yacht with Robert and Ghislaine, and Trump's own yacht had been purchased from Khashoggi. At a certain point, these stopped being coincidences. In November 1991, Maxwell fell from the Lady Ghislaine and was later found in the Atlantic. Investigators uncovered that he had taken £400 million from employee pension funds. 32,000 people lost their retirement savings, and he received a state funeral in Jerusalem attended by senior Israeli officials, which is a thing that apparently happens when a book publisher dies. His daughter Isabel later led a technology company connecting Silicon Valley and Israeli intelligence. Christine co-founded a firm that built the FBI's cross-agency search system across CIA and NSA databases, and Ghislaine moved to New York and partnered with Jeffrey Epstein, whose largest financial client later purchased the textbook company her father built. I'm curious who decides today what research you can access and what news you see, because the infrastructure Robert Maxwell built did not disappear, it changed ownership. Follow along as I map how individuals across religions, countries, and political parties seek control of systems, markets, governments, and information to accumulate wealth, and how they cooperate across the divisions we argue about, because the common denominator is not religion or nationality. It is extreme wealth and insulation from consequences. And once you see that pattern,